Welcome to episode 334 of the Selling Your Screenplay podcast. I'm Ashley Scott Myers, screenwriter and blogger over at sellingyourscreenplay.com. Today I'm interviewing director Von Stein, who just directed a film called Inheritance starring Simon Pegg. We talk about his career working as an assistant director and then how he was able to transition into directing and then how this film came together for him. So stay tuned for that interview. The SYS six-figure screenplay contest is open for submissions. Just go to www.sellingyourscreenplay.com/contest. The regular deadline ends June 30th, and then the contest officially closes on July 31st. So less than 2 months to get your screenplays entered. The idea for this contest was simple: find the best low-budget scripts and present them to the industry. I'm defining low-budget as less than $1 million U.S. dollars. In other words, six figures or less. Every submission will get read by at least three professional readers, and I've lined up about 40 industry judges to read the scripts that move out of the first round. We're giving away thousands in cash and prizes to the winners. Once again, if this sounds like something you'd like to learn more about or perhaps enter, just go to www.sellingyourscreenplay.com/contest. And if you're listening to this podcast after the contest has closed, we're planning on running this contest every year, so check out the landing page to see what upcoming dates might be approaching. Once again, just go to sellingyourscreenplay.com/contest. If you find this episode valuable, please help me out by giving me a review in iTunes or leaving a comment on YouTube or retweeting the podcast on Twitter or liking or sharing it on Facebook. These social media shares really do help spread word about the podcast, so they're very much appreciated. Any websites or links that I mentioned in the podcast can be found on my blog in the show notes. I also publish a transcript with every episode in case you'd rather read the show or look at something later on. You can find all the podcast show notes at www.sellingyourscreenplay.com/podcasts. And then just look for episode number 334. If you want my free guide, How to Sell a Screenplay in 5 Weeks, you can pick that up by going to sellingyourscreenplay.com/guide. It's completely free. You just put in your email address and I'll send you a new lesson once per week for 5 weeks, along with a bunch of bonus lessons. I teach the whole process of how to sell your screenplay in that guide. I'll teach you how to write a professional logline and query letter and how to find agents, managers, and producers who are looking for material. Really is everything you need to know to sell your screenplay. Just go to sellingyourscreenplay.com/guide. So now let's get into the main segment. Today I am interviewing director Von Stein. Here is the interview. Welcome, Von, to the Selling Your Screenplay podcast. I really appreciate you coming on the show with me today.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So to start out, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up and how did you get interested in the entertainment business?
Sure. I grew up in London and I sort of fell in love with theatre actually when I was a kid. I acted a lot and I was always involved in professional theatre. And I sort of started to turn trace from theatre and fell in love with film kind of when I was just towards the end of what you guys would call high school, I guess, and then into university. I read drama, film and theatre as it was called then at university in Bristol. And I finished that and realized I did not have a clue what to do or how to do it. And I just knew I wanted to be involved in film. The film as a medium had just totally taken over for me. And I started working as a production assistant, which is a what we call a runner within the assistant directing department. And I got very lucky and apparently I make, nice tea and coffee. And I sort of was taken, the teams I was working with worked on some, incredible films. I've sort of had the pleasure of the privilege even of working on, everything from micro budget and little TV shows up to, tentpole blockbusters over the 7 or so years I was working as an AD. But I'd always wanted to write and direct. That was always my passion and always where I wanted to tailor my career. I made a short film, which did pretty well on the festival circuit in sort of 2014, 2015. I made Terminal with some very, very good friends of mine, Tom Ackley, Josie McNamara, and Margot Robbie, and Sophia Kerr, who run a company called Lucky Chap Entertainment. Tom and Josie were runners and assistant directors the same time that I was. We used to work in the same teams. We used to lock off together. We made tea and coffee together, and we made our first film together. And it sort of, it all, yeah, that was sort of my transition into writing and directing.
No problem. Yeah. So let's talk about that just quickly, and then we'll move into Inheritance next. What was that transition like going from, because you have a number of AD credits, and I'm just curious, what was that transition like going, did you always make it known to people you were working with, hey, I really want to be a director as you're doing these AD jobs, so that they were sort of prepared for it? Maybe you can talk about that a little bit. How did you sort of use your contacts to actually make that leap? And how important was the short film to making that leap?
In answer to the first one, so yes and no. Like people who I was friendly with, I would talk to about writing and directing. You know, sort of, you know, colleagues and actors I got on with well, and writers I got on with well, I would talk to them about it. But first and foremost, I wanted to earn my stripes and be recognised as a great assistant director. You know, I'm fiercely proud of doing that for years. It's an amazing job. Mm-hmm. And you sort of have the opportunity as an AD to rub shoulders with all the different departments. You work with directors, actors, writers, producers, stunts, costume, crowd, everything. You know, you are the gatekeepers to everything as an AD. But for me, like my transition really came about. I was very, very lucky early in my career to work with a hero of mine, Alex Garland, who the amazing writer, director, producer, and he wrote a film called Never Let Me Go that I was a production assistant on, and we got on very well, mainly because he's got grey hair and a resting bitch face just like me. I can't remember how it happened, but he asked to read a short I'd written, and he wrote me an email saying, sort of, stop dicking around, you're really good at this. I don't say this often, I guess, on a lot of stuff. This is really good. This is a really good script. You should do this. And that really sort of inspired me. And yeah, my short film was made and made well because of the relationships I had with amazing gaffers, you know, who lent equipment, amazing producers who lent their time, actors who liked me and wanted to come and work. And making a short film is without doubt one of the most important things you do in your career. Like, you know, that first statement as a creative is so important, and a lot of people just talk about it rather than do it. And my advice, for whatever it's worth, is just go and make it, put on the shorts, you know, like, and if you can, like, get behind the camera, like, go and make tea and coffee for, you know, and work for amazing directors like I had the chance to do. It was a privilege, you know. I was on a Chris Nolan set, a Bill Condon set, you know, now I'm struggling to think of a Patty Jenkins set, like, you know, it was an amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah, for sure. So let's dig into your latest film, Inheritance, also starring Simon Pegg. Maybe to start out, you can just give us a quick pitch or log line. What is that film all about?
Oh, that's a good question. Now I remember the good log line. So it's about it's set in New York, and it's about a sort of dynastical family who suffer a sudden bereavement, and Laura Monroe, who is our protagonist, a fiercely independent daughter, a patriarch who dies suddenly. She suddenly finds herself the beneficiary of a very dark inheritance.
Gotcha. So how did you get involved with this screenplay? You directed it, you did not write it. Did it come across your desk as it was written? Did you get involved early on in the development process?
When it came to me, I sort of vividly remember I'd read some pretty terrible scripts earlier that morning, and I was just completely transfixed by it. Matt Kennedy, who wrote it, brilliant, brilliant writer. He was sort of able to blend, you know, very complex, very sort of high stakes, dark thriller genre writing with this very satirical, very prescient sort of, you know, almost folkloric edge to it. You know, the monster in the basement, the skeletons in the closet, the nature of legacy and dark, and, you know, sort of dark secrets passed down the generations. And I remember thinking it was beautifully done, and it had me gripped. I was involved a lot in working with Matthew very closely, you know, just sort of tweaking the scripts once, you know, Simon came on board and Lily came on board, and sort of tailoring the characters to the actors and also to the locations as we found them. I loved collaborating. It was a real pleasure for me, actually, to collaborate with a writer and, you know, to be able to work with someone very closely on sort of sculpting an already great script.
Yeah. So how did this screenplay actually get in front of you? Did it come through your management? Did you have a friend of a friend that recommended it? And all those terrible scripts that you just mentioned that you were reading. And the reason I ask is because I get a lot of screenwriters asking me, hey, how can I get my script in front of this director or that director? So I'm always just curious to hear kind of how scripts filter to directors.
Oh, actually, it came to me through my agents, through UTA. My agent and very good friend, Jordan Lonner, had sent me a batch over, and he sent me a script separately saying, you should really read this. This is a great script. And nothing impresses Jordan, so I knew it must be good. Just in answer to your question, it's very hard. It's hard with that to get scripts. Brian and I'm finding that, you know, actors and directors and producers, they read voraciously. Like, you know, everyone lives in fear that they're going to pass on the big one, right? And I think, for me, look, you know, it comes with a certain level of kudos when it comes through, you know, your managers or your agents. But, you know, I get scripts direct from producers and actors I've worked with all the time. And yeah, you know, it's hard. There's no recipe for it. There's no, like, you know, sort of, this is how it happens. It's, you know, having representation, agents and managers always helps, because, you know, it's a village, Hollywood, isn't it? Everything's connected. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely of benefit.
Yeah. And I'm curious, how much does the influence, obviously the script as a director, and especially you as a writer, someone who's also written a lot, how much does the script impact your decision to direct it? And I know it's a big important, but what I'm kind of asking is, you know, how the other things, like the fact that Simon Pegg was potentially attached, you know, maybe there was some funding in place. How much do these other decisions weigh on you when you're deciding as a director to take on a project?
Heavily is the honest answer. I mean, Inheritance specifically, Simon wasn't attached at the time, but I knew in my bones I wanted to work with him again, having had such an amazing experience with him, and reading it and sort of thinking about what we had done together on Terminal and how we could develop that played a huge part. I think like anything, you know, particularly in the independent sphere where I've done most of my work as a director, you know, you need to be open to the fact that things aren't financed and you're not going to get things financed until you get cast attached, and those casts are going to have their own schedules and they're going to have their own availabilities, and you've got to be very flexible with that stuff. But, you know, in answer to the question, it is important. You need to consider the factors. Is there money behind it? Are there casts attached to it? Who, you know, who's working on it? What agencies are working on packaging? All of those things need to be weighed up before you commit, because, you know, I'm sure it's the same for all directors. Like, when I commit full steam. I'm going to give a huge amount of time and effort to it, and I need to believe in it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and I'll throw this question back, you know, when you're bringing Simon Pegg, obviously you had directed him in a previous project, so you had some relationship. How much impact do you think the script has on attaching talent like Simon Pegg, as opposed to, you know, you as the director, someone he's worked with before and potentially trusts you? How much does that weigh on him? How important is the script, do you think, to getting the talent attached?
I think it's hugely important. I think, look, what's that? There's a great expression on now. I can't remember who said it. You can't make a good film out of a bad script, right? And I think that's absolutely true. Like, I think, you know, a well-crafted, well-honed, well-polished script is so important. I mean, yes, Simon and I were really good friends, and we had a pre-existing professional relationship because of Terminal. But I was never going to put a script in front of someone of Simon's world-class caliber and pedigree without believing in it wholeheartedly. And of course, I think for him, knowing that we worked together well professionally was a big factor. But, you know, he's an incredibly disciplined and highly, highly intelligent actor who, you know, picks holes in everything and looks for the, you know, comes just like Lily did with hundreds of questions that, you know, the script needs to be able to answer, or I need to be able to answer as a director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. How can people see Inheritance? Do you know what the release schedule is going to be like?
Well, we've having sort of going on with the world, we are fully, everything's going on to streaming platforms, or VOD, I think is the right expression. So it comes out on Friday on all good and evil VOD sites.
Okay, perfect. So people can look for it there. What's the best way for people to keep up with what you're doing? Twitter, Facebook, a blog? Are you on any of those channels I can link to in the show notes?
I'm not. I should be. My team will tell me over and over again to be, but I'm not. I don't know how any of it works, and it all terrifies me. I'm afraid I don't have anything.
No worries at all. Yep, no worries at all. I just figured I'd ask. So, well, I really appreciate your coming on the show with me today, Vaughn. Great story and a lot of helpful information. Good luck with this film, and good luck with all your future films as well.
Thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
I just want to talk quickly about SYS Select. It's a service for screenwriters to help them sell their screenplays and get writing assignments. The first part of the service is the SYS Select Screenplay Database. Screenwriters upload their screenplays along with a logline, synopsis, and other pertinent information like budget and genre, and then producers search for and hopefully find screenplays they want to produce. Dozens of producers are in the system looking for screenplays right now. There have been a number of success stories come out of the service. You can find out about all the SYS Select successes by going to sellingyourscreenplay.com/success. Also on SYS podcast episode 222, I talk with Steve Deering, who was the first official success story to come out of the SYS Select database. When you join SYS Select, you get access to the screenplay database along with all the other services that we're providing to SYS Select members. These services include the newsletter. This monthly newsletter goes out to a list of over 400 producers who are actively seeking writers and screenplays. Each SYS Select member can pitch one screenplay in this monthly newsletter. We also provide screenwriting leads. We have partnered with one of the premier paid screenwriting leads services, so I can syndicate their leads to SYS Select members. There are lots of great paid leads coming in each week from our partner. Recently, we've been getting 5 to 10 high-quality paid leads per week. These leads run the gamut. There's producers looking for a specific type of spec script to producers looking to hire a screenwriter to write up one of their ideas or properties. They're looking for shorts, features, TV, and web series pilots, all types of projects. If you sign up for SYS Select, you'll get these leads emailed directly to you several times per week. Also, you get access to the SYS Select forum, where we will help you with your logline and query letter and answer any screenwriting related questions that you might have. We also have a number of screenwriting classes that are recorded and available in the SYS Select forum. These are all the classes that I've done over the years, so you'll have access to those whenever you want. Once you join, the classes cover every part of writing your screenplay, from concept to outlining to the first act, second act, third act, as well as other topics like writing short films and pitching your projects in person. Once again, if this sounds like something you'd like to learn more about, please go to sellingyourscreenplayselect.com. Again, that is sellingyourscreenplayselect.com. On the next episode of the podcast, I'm going to be interviewing director Kevin James Barry, who just did a feature thriller called Among Them. We talk about his career and how his film came together for him. Like a lot of filmmakers on this podcast, Kevin began by making a short film, and now he has progressed to making features. So he's got a great story to share and tell us next week. So keep an eye out for that episode. Anyway, that's the show. Thank you for listening.